have 2 minutes left in week three.
For the third year in a row, an interactive poverty simulation was a key part of the orientation for first-year residents at ChristianaCare. The simulation grouped the residents into families with varying incomes at or near poverty and asked them to pay for food, housing, utilities, and health care over 4 15-minute weeks. Residents had to buy transportation tickets and wait in lines at the supermarket, daycare, or homeless shelter, in this case, tables manned by volunteers. As the simulation progressed, lines at tables representing pawn shops and payday lenders grew. The health system's head of diversity, Dana Becton, says the simulation is designed to teach students empathy and make them aware of the challenges low-income patients face.
The residents are realizing they have to make choices. When they're living at or close to poverty, it's not a matter of I choose not to take medicine, but it's I've got a family of four that if I take this money and pay for medicine, my family's going to get evicted.
She says the simulation also helps residents learn about the social services available to people living in poverty. So in the future, they might refer patients to these resources if the patients are struggling to follow through on a care plan. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.